Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Center. Nagaland got its first histopathology unit at Naga Hospital Authority, Kohima, NHAK, yesterday. Vice Chairman of Niti Aayog, Suman Kumar Beri, officially inaugurated the laboratory by unveiling a plaque. The state-of-the-art histopathology laboratory, funded by Numalika Refinery Limited under the Corporate Social Responsibility, CSR, will play a pivotal role in early cancer detection. Numalika Refinery Limited has contributed over 1.28 crore rupees for procuring histopathology equipment. In addition, Doctors for You will fund approximately 40 lakhs and support the training of manpower and provide additional resources when needed. Speaking at the program, Vice Chairman of Niti Aayog, Suman Kumar Beri, said CSR initiatives with involvement of various agencies is making huge differences in impacting the society and the environment. Beri also emphasized in mobilizing CSR resources and also maintain its creditability. Managing Director NHAK, Dr. Sandy Meren Aunok, termed it a historic moment for the state. He said a histopathology unit, being the first in the state, is the need of the hour in addressing the rise of cancer in the state. Short speeches were also delivered by Chief General Manager, HR and Legal, Numalika Refinery Limited, Dr. Kajal Soikar, and President Doctors for You, Dr. Rajat Jain. In a significant step towards enhancing nursing education and healthcare services in Nagaland, a memorandum of understanding has been signed for the upgradation of General Nursing and Midwifery GNM Nursing School into a state-of-the-art BSc Nursing College in Mukokchung. The MOU was signed between Doctors for You, Health and Family Welfare Nagaland, and Investment and Development Authority of Nagaland, IDAN. The signing of the MOU took place yesterday during the inauguration of the state's first histopathology unit at Naga Hospital Authority, Kohima. The existing GNM school at Mukokchung will accommodate up to 60 seats in BSc Nursing College under public-private partnership model. As a pilot project, the institution aims to serve as a model institute for nursing education, fostering excellence and innovation in the healthcare sector. Chief Secretary Nagaland JLM yesterday launched the official websites of 5 new districts of Nagaland at the Chief Secretary's office chamber in Kohima. With the creation of the new districts, namely Revenue, Jumukedima, Newland and Shamato in the state of Nagaland, NIC took up for the development of the websites with the initiative of the district administration concerned. The websites will provide informational services on various aspects of the districts, including history, administrative setup, geography, demographics, economy, tourism, statistical data, and schemes offered by the government. The website has citizen services and public utilities sections which contain information on applying for government services. The website is responsive and is easily accessible through smartphones, tablets, and desktop PCs. The websites are now available in the public domain, and one can access information of the districts by logging to noklak.nic.in, deminu.nic.in, chumgedima.nic.in, newland.nic.in, and shamato.nic.in. Commissioner of Police Dimapur, Gaby Tuto Sope, has revoked promulgation of prohibited order under Section 144 CRPC imposed within Tlezepe and Trikrongse villages under Jumukedima district. The prohibitory order was imposed on February 10 following breach of law and order and damage of public and private properties. In an order, the commissioner said, after reviewing the law and order situation, it is satisfied to revoke the prohibitory order within the Tlezepe and Trikrongse villages and also along the road stretch from Singrijan village junction towards Ura village. And in sports, the Northeast Sports Association has unveiled the trophies for the highly anticipated Northeast Games 2024, marking a significant milestone in the region's sporting landscape. The Northeast Games 2024 trophies, crafted with meticulous detail, embodies the values of unity, diversity, and sporting prowess that are synonymous with the northeastern states of India. It represents a celebration of the rich cultural heritage and vibrant spirit of sportsmanship that defines the region. The Northeast Games 2024 is scheduled to take place in Nagaland from 18th to 23rd of March. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.